It has been a week of often acrimonious debate over Canada's security laws. Now, the Supreme Court of Canada has ruled that one of those laws violates the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. In a unanimous decision, the court struck down the security certificate system and ordered the government to rewrite the law. Critics have long denounced the system, which allows foreign terrorist suspects to be deported or held indefinitely without trial and on secret evidence. Three men who are being held under the security law challenged the certificates. Today, they and their families are celebrating. We start our coverage tonight in Ottawa with James Cudmore.
A large red banner hangs at the front of an Ottawa meeting room. In bold yellow letters, it nearly screams, "Justice for Mohamed Harkat." Harkat and two other men won their case at the Supreme Court today. Their supporters are here, congratulating each other. At the center of it all, Harkat's wife, Sophie.
My first reaction would be, "Woo!"
Her husband has been deemed inadmissible to Canada on the basis of secret government evidence. Under immigration law, the government is allowed to use secret intelligence to convince a judge an immigration detainee is a threat to Canada. Neither the detainees nor their lawyers are allowed to see it. The government says its evidence against Harkat shows he has ties to Al-Qaeda. It wants to deport him. Today, Harkat's under house arrest, locked up, but at home.
Like, I was crying for 3.5 years, you know, in jail. We're still crying, you know, we want fair trial. We don't want, like, okay, let me free, or just show me what the evidence on me. Show me what they arrest me for.
That right to see the evidence is at the heart of the Supreme Court's ruling. It ruled the government has to find a fair way to allow security detainees to challenge the case against them. Amnesty International's Alex Neave says the ruling is an affirmation of human rights.
Counterterrorism that is premised on unfair trials, discrimination, torture, and other human rights abuses is unacceptable and will not be excused by our highest court.
But the Supreme Court decision also recognizes the need to protect national security. It suggested the government could appoint some kind of independent advocate or review panel that could see the government's case and challenge its evidence. Stockwell Day is the Minister of Public Safety.
And we intend to seriously look at what the Supreme Court is saying and maintaining the security certificate process with the changes that the Supreme Court is suggesting.
Thanks. The court's given the government 1 year to rewrite the law, but NDP leader Jack Layton says the government doesn't need that much time.
There's no reason why we should wait a year. We have people in jail under the security certificate system, which the Supreme Court has said is contrary to the Canadian Charter.
Whatever the government decides to do, its challenge will be striking the balance between the need for collective security and the legal requirement to protect human rights. James Cudmore, CBC News, Ottawa.
Although the Supreme Court decision is a victory for the men who are being held under security certificates, their circumstances are not about to change soon. As we hear in this report from Margot Kelly, for the men and their families, relief is tinged with anxiety.
I'm really happy. I'm proud to by the decision from the Supreme Court of Canada.
Beneath the claims of victory today by terrorism suspects such as Adil Sharkawi lies a bitterness about what the men and their families have endured and what lies ahead. Sharkawi, who's out in bail in Montreal, complains that he's never been charged with anything, yet he's forced to wear, in his words, an electronic bracelet of shame.
It was hell. 21 months in small cell, 2 meters, and you cannot even defend yourself.
In her Toronto townhouse, Mona Al-Fouli listens to the Quran. Her husband, Mohamed Majoub, is one of three men on security certificates who remain in detention in Kingston, Ontario, on a hunger strike. He's been granted bail and is expected to be released in a couple of weeks. She says the court's decision gives her hope in Canada's justice system.
I would describe it as just a partial victory. We still have a long way to go.
A long way, because while the court recommended that an advocate for the men be allowed to hear the secret evidence against them, that evidence need not be given in detail to the men or their lawyers. That reality is something Mona Al-Fouli refuses to accept.
Saddam Hussein, so I get to hear the evidence against him. So why not those men? We're going to continue the battle until we get to see the evidence against them.
20-year-old Ahmed Jabala has been helping his mother raise his siblings since their father, Mahmoud, was taken away almost 6 years ago. Today's news was the first ray of hope.
It's a good step forward. I'm actually.
But Jabala worries about what new legislation Parliament will craft and the possibility that his father and the other men on security certificates will have new hearings on the secret evidence used against them.
The reality of the issue here is that it's time consuming. And it will just take years and years to actually, you know, resolve this completely.
Jabala is buoyed by the fact that a growing number of MPs are voicing their opposition to security certificates. But the government, with the Supreme Court's blessing, can keep them in place with some changes. The bottom line, his father's liberty and possible deportation hang in the balance. Margot Kelly, CBC News, Toronto.